Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
WGR.
It's hard to find an expert more dedicated than John Clayton.
Sports Radio 550.
He's the consummate pro.
It's John Clayton.
Hey, Mom! I'm done with my segment!
With Chopin the Bulldog.
John Clayton is being brought to you by Northwest Bank, increasing the value of you.
Okay, now it's the weekend. John Clayton on Thursdays at 5. Usually a Thursday night game. We don't have Thursday night games. We do have the divisional round and a colossal matchup between the Bills and the Chiefs. John Clayton on the West Her Hotline. John, you planning on watching all four of these games coming up?
Yes, I definitely am. No question about it.
That's good. That's what I expected. So
yeah, because again, it's like these are great matchups, maybe with one exception. I don't know about San Francisco and Green Bay, particularly with Jimmy Garoppolo with a shoulder injury and a thumb injury and everything else. But every other game is a real good one.
We started the week talking about how this game is so big and interesting and great. Then the Bills just had this game against New England that fans here will talk about for many years. And we've sort of played that out over the course of the week, John. Like, all right, are we done with Saturday yet? Are we on to Kansas City yet? So I do want to go back to Saturday night, though, with you for at least one reason. That game statistically, the Bills' performance on offense statistically is like up there with as good as you've ever seen in the NFL. I mean, seven possessions, seven touchdowns. They never had longer than third and four. They never had fourth down, on and on. What's your perspective on that? Like, were you thinking that way watching it, or is there another game maybe that comes to mind as like superior or something along those lines?
Well, I mean, there's six games and three blowouts, and this was the biggest blowout of the three. But I mean, did you ever expect, particularly as close as this division was with New England and Buffalo, the Patriots to play that bad? I mean, you know, Josh Allen just destroyed them. Yeah, what I give them credit for, which I hope continues in this game against the Kansas City Chiefs, is running the football. Because the more the Bills run, which is something they did not do until later in the season, and I think that their offense became too predictable by not running, is really put the opponents at a big disadvantage. And, of course, Josh Allen's running has been spectacular. And so it's like you put all that together, and that makes them that much more of a dangerous team.
John, would you like laugh out of the room the thought that perhaps the Bills sort of played possum on their running game all year?
No. I mean, it's like they just became too predictable. I mean, and they paid a price for it. They had bad games. And so it's like if they're playing possum, you know, what are you doing? I mean, you don't play possum. You try to win every football game you can. And you put your best talent, your best game plan, everything out there. So I don't think they just played possum. I just think they, you know, made some mistakes.
What is possum, actually, as a game? Like, what is this possum?
I don't know. You asked.
Bulldog is a term. I'm familiar with the term.
I guess it's up to me to explain this to everyone. Now?
Maybe.
Possum is like you're turtling. You're not really doing your best. You're sort of just covering yourself and waiting to unleash.
Holding back.
holding back.
Your best cards, your best.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, I don't know if it really makes sense in the context in which I used it, and so maybe it's appropriate that you called me on it.
National Football League, that's for sure.
I wasn't calling out the usage. I just think it's kind of a silly term.
Yeah.
Playing possum, because what actually is possum? All right, John. Well, sorry to waste your time with that. My fault. So, I mean, what that game does, the same thing kind of happened, the way I see it, the same thing kind of happened last year with the Dolphins, mm-hmm. who came here, end of the season, a chance to make the playoffs, and then they just got blown out. And you can end up having to decide whether you're, you know, around average quarterback is good enough to keep going with. You see teams get stuck in that sort of situation, and maybe New England will be there in a couple of years. I mean, Jones did a nice job overall, but they might feel like they were just really inferior Saturday night leaving here.
Well, I had to, because, again, of how bad they played. But, again, Bill Belichick feeling inferior is something that we're not accustomed to.
Yeah.
And particularly with the season that he had. And because, remember, I mean, they had their best off seasons for spending. You know, they improved, supposedly, their offense, you know, adding two $12.5 million tight ends and, you know, $11 million wide receiver, Kendrick Bourne, all those different things, getting Matthew Judon. And, you know, they looked like the Houston Texans.
Yeah, they looked pretty slow. Like, on defense, John, like, that's the bigger thing to me. I mean, Mac Jones, actually, I thought early on, like, made some plays that surprised me a little bit. The throw to Aguilar that Hyde picks off is – it's not a bad throw at all. I mean, it's right there. It's right in stride. It's just Hyde just makes a superior play. But the defense getting run out of the place, I mean, that is Belichick's calling card. And, man, I just love to know how shook he was by what he saw on the field, because, he just could not keep up. And it is not just a one-off either. Three of the last four times they've played, I mean, Allen has just gone off against him and his defense, and the only game that he didn't was played in the tornado.
Yeah, so it's like, to me it's just totally baffling. And, you got to kind of wonder, it's like, you know, what's Bill thinking and how is he going to fix it? Because, again, you know, here's, you know, supposedly what had been a very close division, and this wasn't even a close game whatsoever. And so it was one where, you know, the Patriots were just so, so bad.
Well, the Bills looked great in that game, and now they go to Arrowhead Stadium. Like, this is not even the AFC Championship, of course. It's a tough road. How do you feel like they stack up here?
I think it's a very even game, because, you know, Kansas City, of course, I mean, one of the things you saw last week against Pittsburgh, and this will be a problem for the Bills, is that they're so good when Tyreek Hill's healthy to get the run after the catch. I mean, what was it? Mahomes had 404 yards, and about 238 or 258 of that was yards after the catch. And that'll be a problem for the Bills' cornerbacks, because, you know, obviously Tre'Davious White is out for the season, and the cornerbacks are going to be really challenged with the fast wide receivers. That's a problem. But then, of course, I mean, as Joe mentioned, there's some injury situations right now at cornerback for the and in the secondary for the Chiefs, and that's going to be a problem against the Bills' wide receiving core. So I think this is going to be a wild, high-scoring game between two great quarterbacks.
Well, let's hope, right? I mean, it's a little much maybe to say that this is the future of the league. It's already been the present for a while with Mahomes. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's been to two Super Bowls already. But it's the AFC. Really, I'm thinking back to the Patriots point, John, where, like, you have AFC teams, including the Bills, who have just – they look great at quarterback, including Cincinnati, who plays on Saturday. And it's going to probably keep at least most of those teams a level above, maybe for many years.
Yeah, and particularly in the AFC, because, again, you have so many good young quarterbacks, and, they're coming into their own. You know, Trevor Lawrence still isn't there yet, but you figure that at some point he'll step up once they get the coaching change in a year or two after the coaching change. And then, that Joe Burrow has maneuvered to be now one of the better quarterbacks in the AFC. I mean, the AFC's loaded.
How about Burrow this week? John, they go to Tennessee. I think we've talked with just about everyone we talk to on any kind of a regular basis about Tennessee maybe not being a very solid number one seed, but they're there. They earned it. How much of a chance do you give the Bengals going in there?
I still give them a chance, but also, I mean, look at the Titans right now. They're obviously a little bit better if Derrick Henry is able to get into the rotation, which he should. And then, of course, you got Julio Jones probably playing a little bit more. That makes them more dangerous. And now it's a matter of trying to match up against Joe Burrow and the Bengals' offense, which isn't going to be easy for the Titans because I'm not sold that they're great on defense.
So you think Green Bay in the NFC is maybe like the safest pick of the weekend?
Oh, 100%.
6-point favorites. Very close spreads otherwise. I mean, six isn't massive either. How do you like the one team getting a bye format?
I mean, it's fine. I mean, again, it's like you've got, adding – now, obviously, adding the seventh wild card, the seventh team in the playoffs hasn't worked out because the seventh team hasn't been able to do hardly anything in the first 2 years of the 14 games. But again, it's like you got two more games to play, which of course more football is good football. And from the owner's standpoint, they get about $150 million of additional revenue from those two games. So you know the owners like it. So it's not going to change.
No, I wouldn't think that.
But it hardly to me was a success. You already said it. Like these games were, there were a lot of blowouts. You know, oh, Monday night, first time ever, Super Wild Card Weekend. Like, oh, please, like we couldn't have had that game at 12:30 on Saturday. I mean, Arizona, thanks for coming. So, I mean, as a fan, I mean, I know what drives it. The money point is the point, and so it's never going away. But man, it resulted in some pretty lousy games.
It really did. Yeah, I mean. Because again, you look at that the six games, five of them were won by division. You know, the teams that were favorites. You know, four division championships and that. And the only upset was a predictable upset with San Francisco beating Dallas. And so, you know, it turned into a very predictable Super Wild Card playoff weekend.
I always thought the two byes was the perfect number because the one has the advantage, the added advantage of home field. But the two, I mean, that's meaningful also. And this year, you know, yes, home field in the second round, say the Chiefs in this case this week, they've earned that. Mm-hmm. But the bye is just huge. And so I like watching the extra games. I did watch the extra games, but I think the other format was like really, really excellent.
Yeah, but it's not going to change.
I know. I just wanted your opinion on it. I know it's not. I'd expect more teams before fewer teams in the playoffs.
Right.
Where's the eighth seed?
Let's put it this way. Let's hope they don't do that.
They could. Like, there's the obvious the obvious money reason, and then maybe it will seem over time that the one seed's advantage is too pronounced.
Right. So go back to eight gets you back to two
no,
bye weeks.
No buys.
Yeah, but when you think go back to last year. Was the Chicago Bears a playoff team? No. I mean, they went 8-8, and they weren't a playoff team, but they made the playoffs. Were the Philadelphia Eagles a playoff team? And I say the answer is no. You know, because, again, I mean, you look at them, I'm not sold that they have a playoff type of quarterback. You know, they won 9 games, but, again, they made it because there were 7 playoff teams.
Of course. John Clayton on the West Herr hotline. So this is the time of year where there are coaching changes around the league. I see today that Brian Daboll, the Bills offensive coordinator, is the new betting favorite to be the Bears head coach. There had been a lot of Brian Flores talk right away with Chicago. Let's start there and then talk about Daboll and Leslie Frazier also, who are both interviewing in a couple of places.
Yeah, but you can't figure out the Bears. I mean, right now they're about as confusing as any team looking for a head coach and a general manager. I mean, what is it? They had 14 candidates for the GM job, and they're still going through them. I mean, give me a break. And so it's like, and they're not going to hire a coach until they get the GM. And so they still have to go probably toward the middle or late next week to figure out all the interviews for the GM job. And that's going to be the case. It's going to hold everything back.
That's the Giants, too, right? The Giants
are... but the Giants are real close. I think they're going to hire Adam Peters of San Francisco here. I mean, they had 3 finalists for the job. They finished the interview with the 3 finalists, Adam Peters seems to be the one right now that has the favor chance.
Okay.
Which job do you think is the most attractive? Would it be Jacksonville just because Trevor Lawrence is already there?
Jacksonville and Denver, both.
Yeah.
I'm not excluding one from the other because, you know, Jacksonville, I mean, they have Trevor Lawrence and all the cap room. You look at Denver, I mean, they got George Payton as general manager, the best secondary in the league, three really good wide receivers, Javonte Williams at running back, Noah Fant at tight end. So I really like them.
What do you think they'll end up doing at quarterback? That's got to be front and center for anybody taking that job. Is either
anybody's guess to
find a quarterback, or what are you going to get me at quarterback?
Anybody's guess. I mean, again, nobody knows the quarterback. I mean, can you predict who's going to go to Pittsburgh? No. Can you pick? I mean, nobody knows. Too early to tell.
I can try, but I could probably.
No, you can try.
I'd be
but
wrong.
It's going to be too early, and you're probably going to be wrong.
But they'll go big after any veteran that ends up being available, right? Denver?
Yes, agreed.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, they went for Teddy Bridgewater because he was one of the few that were remaining. But naturally, I mean, you know, they'd love to be able to get Aaron Rodgers, but that, I think that's right now not looking good, you know, because, again, Aaron may just stay in Green Bay or he may retire. I don't know what he's going to do, but that's still up in the air. If Rodgers is available, they'll dig out anything to try to get him.
So, John, you're going to watch all these games. What's your setup? Like, do you have multiple TVs? Do you have a big comfy chair where, like, the reclines? What do you like to do for these games?
Well, I got a big wide screen, and, watch it here in the bedroom with my wife.
Are you on social media during games, or you stay away from that?
I'd stay away from it because I just want to watch football.
Yeah. And you watch, like, if you are late to a game, will you record it and then watch it from the beginning, or will you just pick it up maybe wherever it is live?
Just pick it up. Yeah, I'm not going to go back and rewatch old news. I want to see new news,
particularly there it is.
When you're talking playoffs.
You don't want to be behind the times on that. You got to
just get there. Absolutely not.
Catch right up. I see.
No.
And when the last game is over, can you get right to sleep? Because I cannot. I end up, like, the Sunday night game ends, and I'm, like, wired after that.
Yeah, I mean, I have trouble sleeping enough. And, you know, so it's like it's not easy at all to be able to do that. So, no, it's like the games don't play into my feeling for sleep or anything else. It's just that I don't sleep. I can't fall asleep that easy.
I'm sorry to hear that. Appreciate you taking that question, by the way. I didn't mean to seem like too personal or anything like that, but, you know, just something I was thinking about.
Mm-hmm.
All right, John. Well, we're going to have Kurt Warner on next.
Nice.
Have you had nice conversations with him over the years?
Oh, great. In fact, I mean, you can ask him this, but I work with him doing some sideline games with Kevin Harlan and him when they on Westwood One.
You were on the side, like on
game.
One sideline? For the, like, Monday nights, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, again, it's like, I mean, for Westwood One, I mean, they haven't had a sideline reporter for the last two seasons because of the pandemic, but again, it's like, I've done a whole bunch of games with Kurt and Kevin Harlan.
Okay, well, it might come up. If it does, I'll let you know.
Okay.
If he says anything about you that you should know about, I'll let you know.
Okay. And plus, we voted him into the Hall of Fame.
I'm sure he's grateful. I'm sure. And there's a movie about him, too. There's a lot to ask Kurt Warner about these days. Thank you, John. Always a pleasure.
Okay, thanks.
There you go. There's John Clayton on our West Her Hotline, and his appearances on WGR brought to you by Northwest Bank, increasing the value of you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle.
vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.